Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's that time of year again, time for our spring membership drive. More about that in a minute. It's also time for tax season. The April 15 deadline's just around the corner. Maybe you're looking forward to a refund. Maybe you're trying to figure out how to make that payment. A plan would help, and a good time to start a new spending and savings plan is during tax season, right now. Joining us today to help make sense of your personal finances is PBS personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. Known as America's financial planner, Jonathan has dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial matters. His book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me, Ann. It's a delight to be with you.
If you are just joining us, I just want to remind you it is time for our spring membership drive. 89.7 NPR News is dedicated to bringing you in-depth local news. We have our award-winning news team, and we have this show, a two-hour local call-in talk show. This programming is only possible with listener support. You hear in-depth features on the issues that impact life in Central Ohio from our news department, and you hear conversations on the topics that matter to you when you listen to All Sides. We bring you interviews with newsmakers across the country and in your own backyard. Support the programming that keeps you connected. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. And for a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores and you cannot order online. But you can get Money Smarts right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan Pond, is Money Smarts, is that something that for all ages? Is it something that you're looking at for somebody who's just going into retirement? Is there a target audience?
When the book was designed, I had it set in unusually large type. So It is not only for younger people, but also for those of us who are becoming visually challenged.
That must be why I enjoy reading it.
Look, I can read it without my glasses. This provides information specific to those who are nearing retirement, those who are in retirement, but also those who are just starting out.
Yeah, because there's so much basic information, you know? You just kind of explain things.
This is not a complex business. The financial industry would like you to believe that it is, but it's not that complex. And what I'm trying to do with the book is to provide ideas that are enduring, that are accepted, that are not off the wall, and things that you can put in place or your kids can put in place, or your parents can put in place, that will stack the odds in their favor. A lot of the people that have fallen down financially made boneheaded decisions or were encouraged by others to make bad decisions. And, you know, it doesn't mean our life is bereft of bad decisions, but I'm suggesting you need to minimize them and get rich slowly. That's the way to do it. It doesn't happen overnight.
You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. My guest is financial planning expert Jonathan Pond. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org, or you can check out our Facebook page and post your question or comments there. I wanted to talk a little bit about long-term care insurance. It's expected to increase. And I wondered, why is that, and what do you recommend for people who already have the insurance and those who are thinking about getting some or not?
Okay. Price increases have been pretty commonplace. The reason for this is is largely that when long-term care insurance hasn't been around that long, and when they started pricing the policies, they didn't have a lot of actuarial information mm-hmm. upon which to base the premiums. It was also a competitive business, a lot of companies in the business. So they lowballed the premiums, and now are coming back having to raise them. There have been situations where the premiums have doubled. So first thing, Anne, in reply, is if you've already got a policy and they're increasing the premiums, you really have to look at affordability. If you can't afford the increase in premiums, you're going to have to stomach a reduction in coverage. So all is not lost. I certainly wouldn't dump the policy because they're increasing the premiums. You may have to go with, bumping up your payments a little bit and reducing your benefits, the daily rate in the nursing home, for example, by a little bit. If you're in the market for long-term care insurance, first thing is be prepared for the premiums to double somewhere along the line. Can you afford it? And the trap that people fall into is they say, okay, I'm 60, I'm making a good income, a $4,000 a month, $4,000 a year premium is okay, it's manageable. But, how does that $4,000 look when you're 68 and you're retired and your income has declined? So you have to look at that, and you have to look at the probability or possibility that could jump up to $6,000, $7,000, or $8,000. So you have to go in with eyes wide open and maybe get a more modest policy, a lower daily rate, one with a longer waiting period. You may want to eliminate the inflation kicker or reduce the inflation kicker, which adds a lot to premium. An inflation kicker means obviously medical costs are rising, and this will rise on the basis of some assumed inflation rate, your benefit would. So there are various ways to cut it. Now, in the Money Smarts Financial Planner, there's a question. The questionnaires, the skinny of these, by the way, and I'll get back to it, is after you make your pledge, you'll receive a questionnaire or two questionnaires if you're investing in the combo. And you can take your time to fill them out. You fill them out online or on paper on the questionnaire and then send them to me. WOSU is entirely out of the loop at that point. You can do them confidentially. I don't need to know your name or address if you want me to email you your report. So that's the way it works. The questionnaires take only about a half hour to fill out. But one of the questions is about long-term care insurance. It is enormously complex analyzing long-term care because I happen to believe that many people either can't afford it or don't need it. And that's not what the industry would like me to say. They'd like me to say everybody needs it. So your report, if you're interested or considering long-term care insurance, I can look at your overall situation based upon your responses to the questionnaire and give you my opinion. You may not need it. You may be able to afford to self-insure. Single people that don't have any dependents down the line really don't need it. I mean, the industry hates me to say these things. They hate me to say these things. But, hey, I'm here to give you advice that you can understand and you can trust. So I'm not beholden to anybody. I'm only beholden to cajoling you, urging you to call 1-866-897-9678. The thank you gift levels range from $5 a month to $20 a month. And take advantage of these tools, which are not really much appreciated by many in the mainstream financial planning business, because I slap down some of the products they're trying to sell. Long-term care insurance can be very useful, but there are situations where people don't necessarily need it. They can afford to self-insure. I'll tell you in your report.
You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-888-8900. 877-897-9678 for a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, and we'll send you a Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smart. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Long-Time Financial Security. And for that pledge of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores and you can't order online, but you can get Money Smarts right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Elizabeth Blind in Lancaster. Thanks for your support of All Sides with Dan Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering three thank you gifts to you this hour and a great combo package. We'll be talking more about those a little later on. But right now, you can find out more if you want to talk to our Central Ohio volunteers two walls away. Call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Franca Dushan in Columbus for giving showing your support today for All Sides with Dan Fisher. We appreciate it so much and can't thank you really enough. 1-866-897-9678. Now, let's take a call. Ryan in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Ryan.
I had a question for Jonathan. I am a 30-year-old with a 5-year-old son and have never invested due to a number of reasons. However, I've been considering it lately of getting the ball rolling and just kind of feel like everybody wants to stick their hands in my pocket. So I want to know where a good place to start was.
Okay. You got a 5-year-old. I'll tell you the last place, Ryan, at this point, and that would be college savings, because you want to start putting money away for retirement. You'll be able to overcome the challenge of college savings some point along the line. But are you employed in a company that has a plan at this point or not?
I am, but I'm worried of layoffs next year, so I was considering a 401, but was concerned what will happen to it after that, if that were the case.
Well, that's an easy answer. The 401k is protected. You wouldn't need to worry if the employer has some problems. But if you separate from service, which is a polite way of saying you're laid off or you resign, you can roll over, and you should. People should typically, not always, but typically, roll over their 401k into an IRA. So the 401k would be the place to start, and to be easy and straightforward and maybe prudent would be to use the target date funds that they have. You're about 35 years from retirement, so you probably want to use a 2050 or 2040 target date fund. What that does is it invests the money based upon a target date that is assumed to be roughly the time you retire. So that would be one fund. You could put your money into one fund that's available in virtually all 401k plans, and just sit back. And the target date funds are not great, but they're pretty darn good, and they're not awful. So they spread your money around, just as I would explain in the investment planner, the Money Smarts investment planner. So that's a good way to start, and you'll save taxes on it. I don't know whether they offer a match. If they do, all the better. But if they don't, you're still going to get a tax deduction for the amount of money you contribute. So that's a good way to start, and good for you for doing so.
All right, Ryan. Thanks, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care. Good luck. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Doreen and Ryan Stander in Columbus, and also thanks to Matt Cooper in Columbus. Thanks for your support during our spring membership drive of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you in the public broadcasting audience right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there is something for anyone and any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan, let's talk about at the $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 a month, you can get the Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Let's talk about the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the latest version of this customized report. How does it work, and how secure is the information that people give you when they do that?
Long time. On public media, and have never had a problem with respect to data breaches or using inappropriately someone's data. It, you know, that's not our business. And if you are concerned about it, the way it works with both planners is you receive a questionnaire shortly after you make your pledge, and then WOSU is out of the loop completely. You can fill the paper questionnaire out and send it to me. Or most people choose to fill it out online, then they send it. They get the report quicker, get the report within a few days as opposed to a few weeks if it's a printed report. And then then you will receive also with the financial planner periodic follow-ups. This is brand new. This has not been offered before. And what happens there is that every few weeks, you will receive an email reminder, a very gentle reminder. It's not trying to sell you Jinsu knives or or annuities. I'm not doing any of that, obviously. But it reminds you of certain things that were revealed when you filled out your questionnaire, which is confidential, and that need attention. If it's Ryan with a young child and he doesn't have a will, the first email he's going to get from me is, "Get your will, get the will." It's important as a father with a youngster, and so on. So over every 3 weeks or so, every 3 to 4 weeks, you'll receive a reminder. People that we've tested that it's out with really appreciate it, so we're happy to include that with as a follow-up from your report. Now, if you're really concerned about anonymity and you fill the questionnaire out online and receive your questionnaire by return email, we don't even need your name or address. We do need your state of residence because some of the information in the report is based upon your state of residence. The investment planner is recommends mutual funds, and for Ohio residents, for example, it will recommend Ohio state mutual funds because there's a particular tax advantage offered to Ohio residents. So that's the way it works. The financial planner covers all areas of your financial life that are important to you and relevant to you. If you've got kids, we'll talk about the costs of college education and how best to fund them. If you don't, we don't waste your time with that. But we talk about investing, investment allocation, a little bit on investing, estate planning, wills, income taxes, retirement planning. But if you're retired already, thriving throughout your retirement, insurance, debt issues, buying a home, maintaining a home. Every report is different because everybody's financial situation is different. That's what's so popular about these. The Money Smarts Financial Planner is the most popular thank you gift ever offered in the history of public media. Now, the second one, and there's no overlap between the two, happens to be the second most popular thank you gift. And that is the Money Smarts Investment Planner. And that takes an in-depth look at your investing, makes specific recommendations, investment recommendations, shows you how to diversify your investments. It shows you the best places to invest your money. Should you be doing a Roth IRA? Maybe, maybe not. Which plans are the best for you? So it really gives you a nice roadmap of how to invest your money. And it even works for those who are just starting out. And we understand that there are some people that are just starting out, and no matter what their age, well, we give you a tutorial, a little thing in the appendix of the report that is the basics of investing. And we show how to invest with just a few dollars to invest, and then you're off and running. Got to start somewhere. Sometime. The time is now, and the time is now to call and take advantage of these so that you can get on to a firmer financial footing, or if you're already in pretty okay shape, you can do even better.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. We need to hear from you right now. Thanks to Nevelyn Neville from Westerville. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your supporting the conversations we bring to you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Again, 1-866-897-9678. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of just $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240 a month, a one-time gift of $240, you will receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. These thank you gifts we're talking about today are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you are hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. You know, speaking of wills, Jonathan Pond, we did have an email from someone that she said, it's from Sarah, and she said, do you need a lawyer to do a will? Can you write your own using an example and have it notarized?
All right, Sarah, a self-drawn up will is certainly better than nothing. I prefer that people have an attorney involved in preparing the will simply because then there's some continuity. The rules change, Sarah. Your situation changes, and it's a lot easier to call up and have the lawyer say, well, your will is okay. I set it up for you, and it's okay under these new regulations or your new situation, or not. And that's far better than laying awake at night wondering if your will is valid at all. So certainly there are plenty of places to go for do-it-yourself wills, but I don't think you'll find it to be that expensive to get it done and by an attorney. And it just shouldn't cost that much, and it'll just buy you a little more peace of mind. This is one of these things that pretty much once it's done, it's done. But too many people don't have wills. Incidentally, and thank you, Sarah, for the message. I'm reminded, Ann, this is an aside of your talking about what is referred to as long form interviews in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And several years ago, I was on a national hit on NPR. I think it was about 25 minutes where I had the opportunity of a lifetime to rail against lotteries. I just hate lotteries and what they do to people that can't afford it. I mean, it's the ultimate regressive tax. And so I do this thing, and I hang up. It was live. And 2 minutes later, I get a call from my mother, who was at the time in her early 90s, just lambasting me, saying, you don't know anything about lotteries. She said, I won the lottery yesterday. I said, oh, mother, I said, well, it's too late for me to call back and retract all of my remarks, but tell me a little bit about your winnings. And this is so typical. She says, well, I got a scratch ticket. And I scratched it off, and I won $10. I said, oh, that's amazing. And then I said, knowing what the answer was going to be, what did you do with your winnings, Mother? And she says, what do you think? I bought more scratch tickets. So, she cashes in her winnings. So with these tickets, you just keep playing until you lose your winnings, which is what she did. But anyway, I was chastened by that. But what an opportunity to be able to spend some time developing and answering questions on Ann's program, because I can take the time which isn't available to me when I'm on the network programs or the cable programs, where you're lucky to have 3 minutes to develop a topic. So I just hope you like what you're hearing me say, and you like what Ann does, and you particularly like what WOSU does, and you're willing and able to pick up the phone and call 1-866-897-9678, $5 a month or a one-time gift of $60. You'll receive a copy of my book, which I'll be happy to sign, Money Smarts, and it's not available to the general public. And you'll also receive a little coupon in there for an ebook edition, so you can give that to a technologically advanced, undoubtedly younger generation family member, and keep the book, the hard copy of the book, for yourself. And then from there, you can take advantage at $10 a month or $120 one time of either the investment planner or the financial planner. If you're concerned primarily about your investments, get the investment planner. If you want me to take a look at all of your financial life, the financial planner is the ticket. But why make a choice?
Right.
Maybe you can take advantage at the $20 a month sustainer level, or one-time gift of $240 for the combo, and get the both reports. One might be useful for a family member, or mm-hmm. both of them for yourself. And as well as the book and a one-year subscription to my weekly e-newsletter entitled Not Immodestly Ponderings. Comes to you every Monday. You get it, Ann, right?
Yep. Thanks to Ann, okay. Ann Brennan and Bexley. Thanks to Robert Lawler in Westerville. Thanks so much for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and it's our spring membership drive, and we need your support to continue to pay for the programs you listen to every day, programs like All Sides and all of the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. These programs are paid for with listener support, and in return for your pledge, we are offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. We know a lot of people just listen in bits and pieces when they're in their car, that sort of thing. But just think about it. What if that all went away? And just think how much you get, if you think about how you listen to radio in just little chunks, how much you get for a little chunk of 89.7 NPR News. You get an awful lot. Tell us that's important to you. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. Harold in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Harold.
Hi, good morning. Good rainy morning.
Yes.
Like to get your take, or Jonathan's take, on the HFT, the high-frequency trading risks in the market, and I was told that you folks had an earlier segment on that, and I'm one of those into the out of the car kind
That's
of
okay.
listeners too. So, but I would like to get the personal experience that he has with the market wrapped into an answer about that, and how he feels about the current conversation about high frequency trading, and is there a need for deeper regulation and more oversight in that regard?
Okay, well, let me give you my take, Harold. Publicity now on high-frequency trading. It actually accounts for a very small portion of the daily volume in the stock market. And yet it has the potential, and I think that's why it needs to be looked at. I'm not sure it needs to be regulated, but it needs to be looked at. It has the potential to be at least somewhat disruptive in the pricing of individual issues. On the other hand, the high volume trades that go on are very active trades tend to, you know, it perversely brings stability into the market. So it's not like they're really trying to manipulate prices, because there are rules against that. But it's the concern that these things could cause temporary anomalies in prices, which would be unfair to the average Joe who's out there buying a stock, or the mutual fund company that's, you know, buying larger chunks of stocks but not trading on a high frequency basis. I'm not concerned. I do manage money for about 150 families, so it's a very small business. But I'm looking at this all day, and you just don't see any evidence of anomalies in the pricing of securities. So I just have to rely on the fact that it's not a big deal with these high frequency traders, and could be, we don't know, salubrious to the markets. So never rely on the opinion of one person, which might be me, or the person that wrote the book and that's getting a lot of publicity, that the average schlemiel doesn't have a chance in this market. Now, that's not the case. I've heard this, Harold, many times before. You know, this time it's different. How many times have I heard that? So every once in a while, somebody wants a lot of publicity. We'll say the average Joe is getting the shaft in the investment markets, and it's just not the case. It's just not the case. People are creating a lot of wealth. They've created a lot of wealth, and it's not just high-frequency traders, for heaven's sakes.
Thanks, Harold, for that call. If you have a call or question or comment, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513. We'll get you on the air with Jonathan Pond, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have an email from Uber, and I think it's a good one for us to talk about, because it brings up a question we haven't addressed when it comes to the Money Smarts financial planner and the Money Smarts investment planner. He says, we did pledge last year or year before, but we never followed up on the offer for the financial planner with Mr. Pond. How can we do it now? How can we do it now, and how? Is it too late? So is there an expiration date on these things?
There is a clear expiration date, but the expiration date is at the end of the hour. You will no longer be able to take advantage of this, because these are exclusive. But Uber, there is no time limit on submitting your questionnaire. You have a password. We have it in our records. We have people that take 5, 6, 8, 10 years. We are more than happy to honor our obligation, because they honored their obligation to their local public media station. So take your time if you want. Most people want their reports fairly quickly, but others may be going through a change in their financial lives and would like to wait, or others have simply forgotten about it. So there's no time limit. We strive to please, and we're more than happy to do so. So whenever we receive it, we will be grateful that we received it. But there is a time limit. And that is simply in taking advantage of this.
Right, about 22 minutes to go. Thanks to Deborah and Bob Forsblom and Bexley. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. If you want to make your pledge of support, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We have an email from a listener, Jonathan. They write, lately I'm hearing that living revocable trusts are not just for rich people. Can you discuss their uses?
Living trusts, I love these questions, Anne, because my immediate thought process is, do we cover these in the reports?
Right.
Because we want the reports to be thorough, and to address people's issues. And that is clearly one where the questionnaire will say, do you have a living trust? Yes, no, but I'd like one. Or no, I don't, but I'd like one.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon my assessment of your situation, I will advise you. First thing is living revocable trusts. These are trusts that are incorporated in your will and can be revoked or terminated any time before your demise. Only at your demise do they become irrevocable. These are a probate avoidance device that is, I think, grossly oversold by the legal industry. I just look at it as a money grab in many areas by the legal industry. But on the other hand, many people can benefit from a revocable trust. For example, a single person who doesn't have anybody, you know, who is willing or able to help with the settlement of their estate. Mm. Another example is where you have business interests or real estate in more than one state. You have to consider putting some of the real estate at least in a revocable trust. But don't simply think you need one. It may not be necessary. So I guess my response would be, don't go to a living trust seminar, a free lunch somewhere, and expect to be told that you probably don't need a living trust. I would rather go with an attorney who has a good reputation of you know, serving clients well. You know, best reference would be a friend or colleague at work, perhaps, who is satisfied with their estate planning attorney. And if you get a living trust, so be it. It's not a mistake, that's for sure. It just may cost you some extra money. But fortunately, Jonathan will help you a little more in your Money Smarts Financial Planner report, because I do cover that 9 ways to Sunday, and I know a lot more about the individual because they filled out the questionnaire.
We have about 20 minutes remaining, and we are looking for about 20, maybe 19 minutes remaining, and we are looking for 15 more calls or web pledges. The number is 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. I know for a fact that there are Central Ohio volunteers 2 walls away from me waiting to get your call to help you make a decision about what, you know, what you can afford, whether it's at the $5 a month level, the $10 a month level, the $20 a month level. You can talk to them. They can answer lots of questions you may still have. 1-866-897-9678. Again, that's 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Mary Miller in Columbus. And also thanks to Mike Cabler in Westerville. We now have 13 pledges to go in just about 17 minutes. Make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678. I'm so glad you're listening today and joining our conversation with Jonathan Pond. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and it is our spring membership drive. We need your support to continue to pay for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all of the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. These programs are paid for with listener support, and in return for your pledge, we are offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of just $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner. That's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You will fill out a short questionnaire and then Jonathan Pond will send you a personalized financial planner. Plus, you also get Jonathan's book. That is for a pledge of $10 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Get your finances back on track in this changed economy. For a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member, you will receive Jonathan's newest book, A Personalized Financial Planner, and A Personalized Investment Planner. That's a $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240 online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan, can you explain how Money Smart's investment planner can give customized mutual fund recommendations? I mean, really, how customized can it get?
Well, since I, as I mentioned a little earlier, I do this in my day job, I'm aware of dealing with people of all financial situations, ages, income, amount of money they have available to invest. And with the Money Smarts Investment Planner questionnaire, I get information from you, or I'm able to glean information about, you know, how much money you have available to invest, whether it is in brokerage accounts or retirement accounts or both, what your approximate tax bracket is. I know your age. I know how comfortable you are with risk. So if you take those various variables, it isn't too difficult to go in, given the kinds of analytic software that's available, to identify funds that, say, would work for somebody in an average tax bracket who is investing in IRAs and who is a little skittish about investment risk. So you could get a lower risk mutual fund in that instance. On the other hand, somebody of identical circumstances, but they're more than happy to accept risk, I could and will recommend a high risk mutual fund. What surprised me was that nobody does this. I've shown it to some of the biggest financial institutions in the country, and they say, how do you do this? We don't do it. It's one size fits all for us, for the most part. This wasn't that difficult for me, but it's probably too difficult for them, or they're just not willing to invest the time that's necessary to do it. But what comes out is a really elegant, I think anyway, haven't had any complaints, is a really elegant array of choices of investments, both mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, from which to choose. And one reason I encourage people to take advantage of the investment planner, actually both planners, but the investment planner in this instance every year, is that sometimes the investments change, because we want to give you the very best investments for somebody of your circumstances. There's nothing like that available. And you can go to these firms and pay thousands and thousands of dollars for pretty shoddy recommendations, in my opinion. But then again, I'm quite biased. I put a lot into that, and people really like it. And the obvious example is, let's say you're in a moderate or higher income tax bracket, and you could benefit from municipal bond funds. Well, as an Ohio resident, I know what your state is. I don't need to know your name. I don't need to know your address, but I do need to know your state. As an Ohio resident, I'm going to recommend great, no-load Ohio single-state municipal bond funds, so you can not only, the interest that's paid on the fund is not only exempt from federal interest, but also Ohio state income taxes, I should say.
If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, we still have time to take a few calls. 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thank you so much to Victoria Richardson in Columbus and Brenda Rendelman in Columbus. We have 11 pledges to go before the end of the hour and just about 12 minutes to go. Give us a call, 1-866-8513. 877-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. It just takes a few minutes. We have 11 pledges to go before the end of the hour. You know, All Sides works hard every day to bring you interesting content. Every Tuesday, you hear Tech Tuesday, an hour discussion about the latest technology news and the newest gadgets. And Wednesday each week, you hear Wellness Wednesday, a very popular hour of programming dedicated to the latest in medical news and tips on diet and exercise. All Sides brings you programs to help you with your finances, just like with Jonathan Pond, to tell you how about a new play in Columbus, to introduce you to an interesting author. And these types of discussions, if these types of discussions are important to you, then now is the time to make a pledge of support. Your call right now will help pay for All Sides in the months to come. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thanks so much. We try to bring you programming every day with a news angle, something that you're talking about at the water cooler or wherever you hang out at work and yammer with your friends. That's what we're trying to bring to you every day on All Sides with Ann Fisher. And we appreciate your support. We appreciate all the kind notes throughout the year that we get, and we appreciate your support right now. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to Patty Yoder in Columbus. We need 10 more pledges now. We have just a little over 10 minutes. 10 pledges, 10 minutes, we can do it. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Carol in Columbus, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I had just realized I have some good news in my life, that it seems I'm putting aside like 23.5% of my income between my employer and myself for retirement this year. Because I want to have the $6,500 in the Roth IRA, and
good.
I have a matching 401k with my employer, and I want to make sure I get use of all that free money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, in that I could really use some short-term savings. What would be smarter to take from to not put into the 401k or the Roth IRA?
Okay, Carol, how long have you had the Roth?
20 plus years.
Okay, that could be your emergency fund, because you could take out a portion of the Roth tax-free.
Okay.
So you can invest the money for growth.
Mm-hmm.
And use that as an emergency fund. Unless you really feel averse to that, which isn't a bad feeling, in which case I would cut back on any unmatched 401k contribution. Unmatched. Take advantage of maximum advantage of the match, and anything that's unmatched, you could reduce the percentage. But you want to get the maximum match, and then you could just put the money away. The problem now with short term money, though, Carol, is you're not going to earn anything on it. So I would if you want a short term investment account, I would actually set up a brokerage account and probably put it in a moderate allocation mutual fund, and you'll have some recommendations that are offered in the Money Smarts Investment Planner.
All right.
So,
okay. Can you tell me just a little bit more about my Roth IRA? I just like to have, you know, what do they say now, 6 months salary in case something happens available. And I can take out of my Roth IRA if I would.
You might want to check with a tax person. I don't know the specifics of your situation, but it sounds to me like you could take the money out at any time with no penalty. And use it for emergency purposes. And as much as you'd hate to do it, you know, a financial emergency is a financial emergency. Mm-hmm. So at your high savings rate, I wouldn't be so smitten with the idea that you need some short-term savings.
All right, Carol, good luck with that. Thanks for that call. Thanks to Amanda Engel in Columbus. 9 pledges to go in just 7 minutes. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan Pond has been here telling us about his thank you gifts for you this hour, but he's also been here giving practical, pretty on-point advice to lots of callers and emailers. That's the kind of program we want to bring to you. It's membership drive, no doubt about it, but that doesn't mean we cut corners on the programming, the quality of programming, the amount of information we try to bring to you. Tell us if that's something important to you. Give us a call at 1-866-897-9678 and make that pledge right now at whatever level you can afford. One thing I love about Jonathan Pond is he will tell you, don't do more than you can afford. Do what you can afford.
That's correct.
Live within your means.
That's right. Spend less than you earn, and it's hard not to to do well financially, and impress that upon younger generation family members. What a great gift, by the way, for a graduate or just a young adult, maybe have their first job. And we've had reports filled out by age ranges from 18 to 99. Mm-hmm. So it works for all ages. It works for all financial circumstances. And if you can, in the waning moments here, consider the $20 a month sustainer, a one-time gift of $240. You'll receive both reports, the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. No deadline, except the deadline is to sign up. There's no deadline to submit your questionnaires.
6 minutes.
You'll also receive my book, which I'll be happy to sign, Money Smarts, as well as a coupon in the book, good for one download of the ebook version of Money Smarts. And this is a book that is another public media exclusive. And finally, a one-year subscription to Ponderings. It comes to you every Monday morning.
It's pretty funny.
weekly e-newsletter gives you some tips, some quips, some humorous remarks about money. For example, I just love this Rita Rudner remark that she made at one point, the comedian. Uh-huh. Someday I want to be rich. Now, some people get so rich that they lose all compassion for humanity. That's how rich I want to be. But anyway, I will help you, whatever your situation, I will help you get at least a wee bit richer as you help enrich the programming here at WOSU. But you do need to call or WOSU.org, of course, online, or 1-866-897-9678. And those volunteers sitting in the very, I've had the pleasure of being there, but believe me, the modest accommodations and studios at WOSU, which as well it should be, they'll be happy to take your response. Am I correct about, is that the right word,
yep.
Modest?
Modest, but sufficient. Yes,
exactly.
It's nice. And also, by the way, breakfast for our volunteers this morning was provided by Mozart's. And Jonathan, the next time you're in town, you'll have to check out Mozart's. It's wonderful. Thanks to Philip Steiger in Worthington. And thanks also to Sonia Palmer in Hilliard. We have just, and Yvonne Ambush in Columbus. And Tom, I think it's Heitker in Columbus. We have just 5 more to go this hour. 5 more to go in just about 3 minutes. I know we can do it. 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. It's important that you make that call. Show that support right now. 1-866-897-9678. 897-9678. If you prefer to go online, it's WOSU.org. It takes just a few minutes. It's amazing how quick it is. 1-866-897-9678, or go online and make that show of support at whatever level you can afford. The sustaining membership is very, very popular now, and it makes a lot of sense because that is kind of how we spend money. You spend, what, $5 or $10 a month on coffee? if you like to go out a couple times a month. Sometimes people go out every single day and spend $5 on coffee. We're asking for $5 a month as a sustaining member to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. For a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. At the $10, or let's go to the great deal for $20 a month. For a pledge of just $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240, you'll receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. Thanks to Charles Hughes in Circleville, we have four pledges to go in about 1.5 minutes. These thank you gifts we're talking about today are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan Pond, thank you so much again for joining us. As always, it is a delight talking with you.
Well, thank you, Ann, and more particularly thank you to the wonderful listeners that you have who ask really great questions.
Agreed.
They always do. But more importantly, they're great supporters of this wonderful community resource that benefits everybody in the community. I can't say enough about WOSU.
Call 1-866-897-9678. Our volunteers are waiting there for your call. They'll be able to answer all of your questions. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. Thanks to everybody who's shown their support today. We appreciate you so much. We hope you appreciate us. Again, that number, 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. And thank you.